The date started off so well. Begin my night, not expecting the fright of my life. She was perfect from what I could tell. How could I not see the danger right in front of me?
My favorite food is fish.
Baby, that's my favorite too.
I love cartoon dogs.
Baby, I love Scooby-Doo.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Arisa and Jess of your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a fifth GP clinic is expected to close in the Sunshine Coast amid ongoing doctor shortages. The family clinic based in Woombye has already reduced its operating hours from 5 days a week to two, yet if a doctor cannot be found by the end of the month, its doors will close after 30 years. Rowena Bain, the practice manager, has started a petition as a last hope, requesting for urgent intervention by state and federal governments. As a small community, the clinic's presence is necessary as it is the town's only doctor surgery. Community members, like the elderly, will be significantly affected as they struggle to travel across distances.
In more local news, recent studies show that groundwater is a significant source of pollution on the Great Barrier Reef. Scientists say they have unearthed immense flows of pollution reaching the Great Barrier Reef after soaking into underground water, a finding that could have connotations for policymakers focused on cutting pollution from river catchments. This research claims almost one-third of dissolved inorganic nitrogen and two-thirds of dissolved inorganic phosphorus in the reef's waters are coming from underground sources.
In national news, a pro-Palestine rally in Sydney has called for Australia to stop supporting Israel. Following the Hamas coordinated attack across Israel this Saturday, hundreds of Australians marched in solidarity with Palestinians after the Israeli government formally declared war. Marching from Town Hall to the Opera House, which was lit up in support of Israel, the rally, organised by Palestine Action Group, urged supporters to resist Israeli occupation of Palestine. Several government officials have condemned this national rally, including Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who believed it was disrespectful to the significant loss of life. However, cultural groups like the Lebanese Muslim Association has criticised this hypocrisy, as they describe the treatment of Indigenous Australians as akin to the persecution inflicted on the Palestinians by Israel.
In more national news, Australia has been issued a warning about the coming months as the risk of heat waves and bushfires increases. Australians are being asked to get ready for 7 months of dreadful weather after the Bureau of Meteorology released a merciless long-term forecast. While severe weather can happen at any time of the year, the National Weather Agency has warned extreme conditions are most likely to happen between October and April.
In international news, dozens of Malaysians have been rescued in Peru after falling victim to a human trafficking syndicate, which forced them to commit online fraud. The 43 Malaysians were lured via social networks who promised work opportunities in Peru casinos. Sadly, upon arrival, members of a Taiwanese crime group took away their passports and cut off communications with their loved ones. The victims were then forced to participate in the so-called Macau scam, where they would call companies in Malaysia and Taiwan to demand money, all the while posing as banks, police, or justice officials. Malaysia's foreign ministry announced that all victims are now in good health and that the Peruvian police has since arrested 6 Taiwanese and 2 Peruvian individuals for the crimes.
For your weather today, it is currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.